So we have the dogs taken care of. The kids are back in school now, and Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro joins us. Hi, sir. How are you?
I'm well, Bob. Good morning. Yeah, we run a transportation system in the morning, and today I had an added passenger. I had to get the dog to the groomer.
Oh, well.
So, important. Very important. Little, what is she? She's a Labradoodle.
Oh, nice. By the way, you look very well groomed too on that last Wednesday chat. You got a major haircut there, Mark.
I like to keep it short and
looks
easy
good.
To maintain.
Looks good. looks
stuff.
Good.
Important
exactly.
Stuff.
Exactly.
You know, the dog's name is Bobby. I don't think we named him after you.
I love it. Thank you. There we go. I like to hear that. So, anyways, we have good news. We actually got more doses in Dutchess County this week. How is that going to continue or what?
I think it will. We saw about a 15% increase in overall doses in Dutchess. Several doctor's offices, pharmacies have access now to more. The county health department's actually working with a few of the pharmacies and a few of the doctor's offices to coordinate getting them, in essence, patients, individuals, to get vaccinated. So that'll start. You'll start seeing a little more of that. We also had sort of this combining of doses. Remember, last week was delayed because of the storms and weather in the Midwest and in Texas. So we're administering 1,200 from last week, 1,200 from this week, a modest increase in doses in the county. So there's about 3,500 to 4,000 doses this week, which is almost triple what we've been administering each of the weeks prior. So we're getting through. We're getting to people. Be patient. We'll get you as quickly as we can.
Now, the positivity rate is just a little over 4, which is not bad, right?
No, we've actually come down. We're hovering at about 4%. We were down below 4 briefly. We're now just over 4. Number of cases is on the way down, which puts us now in this the CDC classification for schools in particular to low to moderate risk. And what that means is that we're in a position where the health departments advise school districts that the firm 6-foot social distancing requirement is no longer applicable. As long as we stay in that low to moderate range, school districts can, assuming they follow other protocols like masks and other safety precautions, don't have to adhere firmly to that social distancing requirement, which would, by the way, allow school districts to get more kids into a classroom. And so I know that districts in Dutchess are already trying to figure out how to open up more of the in-person classes, and we're giving them the guidance that they can proceed. So that's, I think, a good step. And it is good of where we are as far as the data.
All right. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. 1 in 9 Dutchess residents have already received their first dose. That's correct, right?
It is. I think we obviously are focused on the frustration and the complexities of the vaccine distribution. I mean, we know this. I've said this before. I mean, the state system is just too complicated, and we're doing our best to make it work. But, we're limited on what we're able to do. Remember, if you want to be considered for the Dutchess County Health Department vaccines, and we only get about, as I said, about 1,000 a week, visit DutchessNY.gov. We'll get you on the wait list. But that said, there are still thousands a week getting vaccinated, and we're about 1 in 9 currently have received their first vaccines. Yesterday we did 1,100 doses at our JCPenney facility, first and second doses. So we are, there is starting to be a little more progress. You've got to be patient. I know the way this works. Your friend got their vaccine, so you're wondering why you didn't. Or sometimes, your spouse got signed up, but you weren't able to. It takes a little more time. We are getting more doses. The state is being slightly more cooperative, but the system that they have in place is just very, very
horrible.
Challenging. And we're trying to help. We really are.
So are we doing JCPenney? We're doing Dover? And where else, Mark?
So the JCPenney's at the Galleria. We have 185,000 square feet there. We can actually expand, and we're hoping that the state will allow us to. CVS, the former CVS on Route 22 in Dover, that's our Eastern Dutchess location. And then we're doing pop-ups. So we did a pop-up, several weeks of pop-up clinics for those with developmental disabilities. We're starting to organize pop-up clinics for seniors. And so what you'll see is throughout the county each week, a localized clinic that maybe have a couple hundred that are sort of regionally located. So if you're, we might be in Red Hook, for instance, and then we'd get Red Hook and Rhinebeck. We might go to East Fishkill and get the Hopewell Junction area. So you'll see that, but it'll only be 1 or 200 doses a week. But at the very least, we're trying to localize. by some of those pop-up clinics.
You know, there are a lot of seniors, and I saw this on your chat the other day. A lot of seniors do not have internet access. There's a telephone number where you can call, and it'll guide you right through the process and how to get an appointment, right?
Yeah, I was going to tell them to call you, but I decided
good.
If you don't have internet service or it's just a challenge to get through that system, call 845-486-3555, 845-486-3555. You're going to dial 1. When you dial 1, you're going to get the vaccine information and then press 2. When you press 2, you're going to be given to the Office for the Aging staff or volunteers, and we're going to help input your information. And when you call us, we might say to you, have you considered a pharmacy? And they'll scroll down with you and identify if there's a pharmacy that might have some availability. So call that number. We try to get folks signed in. And by the way, when we consider appointments each week, we do include those that we call, in essence, call-in seniors who don't necessarily have the same access to the internet. So you're all on the same list. The other is when you sign up, you only have to sign up once on our waiting list. Some people sign up multiple times. We dedupe it. We eliminate the duplications, and we go randomly through the names. But again, 845-486-3555 is that number.
So it's all random, and please only do it once, because you're really wasting your time if you do it more than once.
I was at the clinic yesterday. Fellas, said I registered 7 times. That's how I got
great,
it.
Great.
This is not how it works, but if you felt good about it, good.
Knock yourself out. Good. We have, this is good news, actually, right? Theaters 25% effective the 20th of March.
Yeah, so we're able to expand the capacity statewide this is. So 25% capacity, which is good. We'd like to get higher. We think that 50% capacity with pre-scheduled tickets at theaters is perfectly appropriate. But the other is, and I know you're excited about all of this, right?
Yeah.
We have theaters that can open. Restaurants can stay open a little bit later. Indoor and outdoor arenas, so we expect to have baseball this May at Dutchess Stadium with Hudson Valley Renegades, the new New York Yankees affiliate, and our outdoor recreation and amusement facilities like Splashdown can all open up this spring and summer. So those restrictions are all getting reduced. We're still working hard on event venues. Right now, that capacity number is sort of limited to what I'll say are like weddings and wedding events, but we think that if they're going to be able to open under those restrictions for a wedding, that they should be able to do it for other events.
Well, that makes perfect sense. The Renegades home opener is on the 11th of May, if I'm not mistaken, right?
You are correct.
That's
May 11th. Again, you know, we've been the Renegades have been there 25, almost 30 years now. And this year, thanks to the support of residents and the county legislature, we're welcoming the New York Yankees and the Renegades as their affiliate. Great, great opportunity. It's a full season. So assuming we get to play as we hope, that's 70 games at Dutchess Stadium, and you're going to start to see some enhancements at the park as well.
Good. I'm going to let you go. I just want one more thing that's important. A lot of veterans are listening. There are walk-up clinics at Castle Point, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and if you visit DutchessNY.gov, you can see the link for Castle Point VA. They are doing walk-ups. There are some limitations, but just make sure you check in online, and then you can walk right in and get your shot on certain assigned days at the Veterans Administration facilities here in the region.
Very nice. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it. We'll chat next week, all righty?
You bet. Be safe. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Mark.